Rapid antigen testing has been approved for use in the community as we learn to live with COVID-19. Today I spoke to Associate Professor James Usher from the University of Otago about how these rapid tests will become widely used in Aotearoa. Here is that interview. Could you explain to our listeners who might not know a bit about what rapid antigen testing is and how it works?
Sure. So rapid antigen testing are tests that detect bits of the virus, and they usually using what we call lateral flow tests that are essentially the same as what's used for at-home pregnancy tests. So they're just detecting what virus is there. In contrast to normal laboratory methods that we commonly use for detecting this virus, which detect the genome, the RNA in the virus, and amplify it up. Because of the amplification in the PCR methods, they're more sensitive than the rapid antigen tests.
What did your research find out about the effectiveness of these different rapid testing choices for COVID-19?
So our research evaluated both rapid PCR methods and other nucleic acid amplification methods, as well as rapid antigen tests. And what we found was that the rapid PCR method performed well. Some of the other rapid nucleic acid amplification methods, not quite as well, and all were more sensitive than the rapid antigen tests, which is in keeping with what has been found with overseas studies. So the rapid nucleic acid amplification tests, such as the rapid PCR, are really critical for maintaining our hospital flows and for keeping our hospitals moving. And the rapid antigen tests fulfill a different role in that they can be used in the community and for regular screening of people who might be exposed to SARS coronavirus 2.
And there has been some concern about the reliability of these tests. Is there any potential limitations that we should be aware of when implementing these rapid tests?
Yes, look, the rapid antigen tests perform pretty well. They're especially good in the first week of illness. They're a bit less sensitive than the PCR in the first week of illness. And someone who's symptomatic, the best ones are sort of 80 or 90% is sensitive, so they'll pick up the vast majority of people who are infectious, but they will miss a small proportion of people. They are more likely to miss people early, prior to the onset of symptoms, and later on. Another issue to be considered with rapid antigen tests is their specificity. So they are slightly less specific. So when I say that, I mean their ability to correctly call someone who's not infected as not infected. And roughly 2 in 100 people might be incorrectly called as a positive when they're not in fact infected. So if you've got a low prevalence of the virus, so there's not much virus circulating in the community, then it's more likely that a positive will actually be a false positive than a true positive. So it's just important to have mechanisms in place to follow up those people and test them to see whether they actually are infected or not, and that requires doing a PCR test on a nasopharyngeal swab. On the whole, these rapid antigen tests are going to be a very useful tool, especially as the prevalence of the virus increases in the community, and they should be a really useful method for reducing some of the burden, low-value testing burden on laboratories, which should in turn improve some of the turnaround times from laboratories as they can focus on the higher priority testing.
Right, so as you said, as we're learning to live with the virus, how might rapid testing become used in the community and in places like businesses?
Yeah, so there's already businesses already using them for screening people prior to work. I think we will see more of that as they become more available. They're also going to be available and soon in pharmacies as well, and I think that will hopefully make it easy for people to go and get a test. I think they'll be useful for screening workforces that require regular screening. So I'm thinking particularly from a hospital setting, if you've got people who are working with COVID patients, then there could well be a role for regular screening with rapid antigen tests. And there may also be a role for them prior to large events to test people to reduce the risk that you've got someone who's infectious with virus attending, for example, a large concert. There are some logistical issues to be considered with that, and that does require quite a lot of resource. If you've got one person, you need a person to collect the swab, and these are all performed on a nasal swab rather than a nasopharyngeal swab, so just at the front of the nose rather than right to the back what's required for the PCR test. And they then also need someone to perform the tests. And while they're quick, they still take 15 to 30 minutes to perform, depending on the test. So there are some logistical considerations and also how that data might be collected.
And just lastly, in your research, did you find that specific tests worked better? Or is because of the resources and what we have available, is any test going to be better than none?
That's certainly not the case that any test would be better than none. Some of them, we evaluated ones that had performed reasonably well overseas. There's a huge variation in how these tests perform, and I think it's really critical that there's some good, that the restrictions around what is able to come into New Zealand remain in place, because we don't want to be flooded with poor quality, poorly evaluated tests. The ones that were evaluated in our study all perform reasonably comparably, and that includes the three that are currently available in New Zealand. As I said before, we also saw some variation in the performance of the rapid nucleic acid amplification tests with the RT-PCR, with the LEAT performing better than some of the other methods of nucleic acid amplification.
Right. So, just in summary, would you say that you're pretty confident in how this testing is going to be used in Aotearoa?
Look, I think there's going to be a really important role for this testing, especially as the prevalence increases in the community. I think there are still some considerations that need to be taken into account around the logistics of how it's rolled out and how the data is collected. And I think those do need to be addressed, and ideally those need to be addressed really soon with the rollout approaching, but I think these are going to be an important tool for helping to manage or learning to live with COVID, and particularly for reducing some of the demands on laboratories, so that laboratories can focus on the more critical, higher priority samples.